I'm not going to live 20 years stuck on one thing somebody said about me. You might as well forget it. You want to talk about me? Don't tell somebody else. Come tell me, and I'll tell you in person. It don't matter what you think about me. I don't have time to hold and harbor what I have already been delivered from. I'm not going to get off of this until the Lord turns me loose. I don't have time to keep holding on to being the same guy that I used to be 20 years ago. He didn't call me to be a bench warmer. He didn't call me to be the water boy. He called me to be something that has a new thing inside of me. He didn't call me to say I won't go in the game. He didn't call me to say that I can't do it, I'm not able. But he has given us that new thing. And Jesus said, though I go away to prepare a place for you, I'm going to send you a new thing. Oh, a comforter. We have the nourishment of God's love, and we receive direction from the Holy Spirit. It's our teacher. It's our guide. It's what keeps us. It's what shows us the way. And even Christ tried to help them to understand where forgiveness should lie in the words that they said. Matthew chapter 6 says, and we forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours. As long as you harbor frustration, you cannot receive deliverance. We oftentimes are waiting for the power of God just to hit us and that stuff fall off. But that's not how I read that. The way I read that, it says, if you're willing to let go first, then you'll be ready to receive what I have for you. If you're willing to let go, then I will loose something upon you. If you'll loose this thing that's held you for 20 years, if you'll loose this thing that has kept you from being the bold and zealous and radical individual that God has called you to be, then I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. God gave me these words before I came in tonight. Forgiveness is the blunt force that breaks the lock of the shackle. Letting go opens our clouded vision to be open to so much more that we had missed before. We were not made to withhold forgiveness, but we were made to give it. And when we act out of the nature that we were made with, then we act on the nature that we once were. And if we live as we once were, then there is no witness to draw anyone to salvation. I'm not saying you have to roll out the red carpet for somebody that's hurt you, that you got to give up all your food just to try to please them. But what I am going to tell you is that if there's something in here that when you think about it, it makes you act bad, feel bad, think bad thoughts. If there's something in there that causes you to be that way, that's the weights that beset you. I ain't sitting on your back, and if I was, you'd feel it and you'd know it. Got about 230 of this. If I was sitting on you, you'd feel it. But that's not the weight that God was talking about. The weight is anything that presents a burden. And when we do not forgive, we are burdened with what we cannot redeem on our own. If you took a few days' time and examined things that you need to let go of, some of you might think, I have to live my life like this today because my parents didn't love me the way they should have. I can't obey God the way that I need to because I've had too many people hold me down as a woman. I've had too many people tell me I don't do good at what I do, so I just can't do it. I don't know. The Lord has not revealed to me all the things that harbor within you. But he has revealed to me to let me know that we were walking too weighted. For if we walked with lighter loads, there would be more that was being produced out of our anointing. Because you might think that coming in and shouting represents a great service. But I'm about to burst your bubble. Because unless we're seeing people saved, unless we're seeing people delivered, unless we're seeing the power of God be moved in these ways, then we are only worried about us. I'm not looking just to make sure that the church is satisfied. I'm preaching the kind of thing that'll cause us to grow up so that we'll be more concerned about the lost than we are about this bitterness that God already said, you should have let it go along. He looked at a woman once and said, woman, if you only knew that this affliction was healed, you wouldn't have been going to the temple for 18 years. And that's what God tells us in our situation. If you only but realize that you already are free, I can't get that out of my spirit. If we truly listen, our freedom was not just given to us in this country. It was fought for. There was a great sacrifice of lives that happened to give us the freedom we stand with today. And you didn't just by happenstance get to have another opportunity to come in the house of God. Grace has given you another chance. So why are we here? Because there are those still out there that aren't forgiven. There are those still out there that have not heard the gospel of Christ. There are people out there that don't need you to walk around and be the kind of person that can't forgive anybody. Man, I feel that right now. Oh, I feel a warning in that right now. Oh, the world doesn't need a bunch of hypocrites that look at each other and say they love the Lord, but won't let go of one or two things that seem to be the only thing that they can talk about. There's a lot of people that hurt me, but I couldn't preach a single word and God anoint me until I say, God, take every pain that I have and take every hurt that's been brought onto me, because there's others that would want to hurt me to see me be hindered. But if you are favored, then you are forgiven. And if you are forgiven, then you have the power to overcome. The fact that Joseph had favor gave him the ability to stand through the endurance of his life. And when he reached the end, when he could have commanded Pharaoh's army to say, take him and destroy him, instead he said, it wasn't you that brought me here. Oh, it wasn't you that put me in this predicament. Glory to God. I feel His presence. I almost feel out of place, but I feel the glory of God. Hallelujah. It's not this thing that got you where you are. It's not just by the fact that somebody hurt you that you're still standing, but there's something greater. A new thing has been done for you to be able to even stand today. So here's what I'm going to give you for homework. I want you to look at yourself over the next 5 to 6 days, because you already know what it is. But I'm just asking you to properly identify things you need to work on. There was only one perfect person that had nothing to change, and that was Christ. Everybody else, we've got stuff. And if I could afford the greatest of luxury, I would not escape the fact that I still live in human nature. Did you know that your ability to be forgiven is also your power to resist temptation? Same power that God gave you to confess your sins and be forgiven is the same power that you can speak to the things that tempt you and say, I shall not do this. Otherwise, I'd be delivered from drugs on a Sunday and be back on a Monday. But that's not the case, is it? This is one of those words that's a grow-up word. But we must learn to let go. Because if we don't, it's like carbon monoxide. You don't even know that it's beginning to infiltrate your life source. And by the time you realize it's there, it's too late. It's the little foxes that come to spoil the vine. It's the little things that God wants us to get authority over. He didn't expect you to try to be able to have the strength on your own to pay all the debts of your life. But He has blessed you with an ability to do something. He didn't leave me in this world to try to make a living not knowing how to do anything. He called me to be a software programmer. That's what I do. Just as boring as it sounds, yes. But it takes care of everything I ever need. And He didn't leave us without the ability to get to where we need to go, did He? Blessed us with the knowledge of making automobiles. Didn't leave us without the ability to be cooled off. Can you imagine if we had church tonight without air conditioning? Whew. Everybody'd be having hot flashes then. Just think about all the things that we take for granted. All the things that God has blessed us with. Yet we let this, and it's probably going to be the question that I write on my tombstone one day. Are you going to let this one thing get the best of you? I'm asking you a real question. Are we going to let these few things cause us to throw away everything that we are? Oh, who am I talking to right now? Are we going to let these few things, these hindrances, these stumbling blocks be something that cause us to say, I cannot do it? Or are we finally going to look at this thing and say, it's not you that got me here. It's not you that got me here, but God. Glory to God, I feel like praising Him right now. It's not the enemy that got you where you are, but it's surely the Lord that has blessed you. If you read on, in that same chapter, verse 28, it says, and why take you thought for your raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what withal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But if you seek you first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. When we live our life in the questions of what are we going to do, what are we going to wear? What are we going to eat? How is this going to get better? As we live in this, we create a presence of doubt. That's why it said, don't give any thought for the things that you can't change. I'm giving you the seed. You might as well take it or throw it back, whatever you want to do with this. He said, don't give thought to the things you cannot change by yourself. But what did it say to do? To seek the kingdom of heaven, you know what that is? The power and ability to let go. I'm so glad I let go. I know you probably get tired and burn out on me, but I'm saying this as sincere as I possibly can. I'm so glad that I let go. I'm so glad that when God came to me and said, you don't have to live this way, and I said, I'm ready for a new thing. I'm glad that when I was lost and without a hope to ever make heaven, that he loved me enough to say, come, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. How can you rest lest you let go of what bothers you? How can you ever find peace unless you be at peace of mind when you lay down? Don't let another sleepless night go on. The Lord said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. He didn't want you to walk with a heavy heart. He said, but cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. I feel the Spirit touching somebody. Lift your hands right now. Now, Father, right now, I believe with all that is in me that you're moving in the hearts of your people. And God, I know that as we walk out of here this night, that you're giving us the ability to look back at the enemy and say, you're not the one that brought me here. That we're moving on, we're letting go, and moving forward in the name of Jesus. Everything that told us we couldn't, we're letting it go tonight. Everything that told us that we won't succeed, we're letting it go tonight. Everything that told us we'll be sick, we're letting it go tonight, because God is greater. Greater is he that is in you tonight than he that is in the world. I'll share this with you and I'm going to close. We had the chance to travel overseas for part of some of my business trips I was on. And one of the things we decided to go do was to go into the Auschwitz concentration camp where the Nazis they held up the Jews there. It was one of the many gas chambers that they used to destroy people. And what looking in there, you can see one of the most disturbing images I've ever seen all my life was looking at a concrete wall. And all that you saw on this wall was marks that went downward where people had tried to scrape their way out of that building. And that was something that disturbed me when I left there. But I watched a video not too long after that about a lady that was in that concentration camp. She was a twin sister, and she had survived, and that once the war was over, she was able to get out. She was, I think, like less than 20% of the body weight that she should have been at. She barely lived to tell it. And as they put her on a public venue, she spoke out, the person that was the general of that facility. And this is the word she said. While I have the right to possess holding this against you my entire life, there is far greater power for me to forgive you than for me to hold this over you. Now, if somebody like that, that could go through something like that, could still have the heart and love to forgive someone that tried to kill them, then surely these little petty things the devil's bringing in this day, we're surely strong enough to overcome. He said he made us more than overcomers. More than overcomers. God, I feel like preaching, but I know it's getting late. But to be honest with you, greater is he that is in you. There are things that are bigger than you are that God's saying, it's time to let this go. And I'm speaking to the weary hearts in here that have been holding on to something that they cannot fight or change on their own. And I'm here to tell you that God put this in my spirit this week to minister to you. And the things we're going to begin to minister more on, if God allows it, is the different elements and powers of your prayers. This was one of the key elements in prayer, is being forgiven and to forgive those who come against you. There's five elements of prayer. Forgiveness is one. We're going to try to move forward in that, because unless you understand how to pray and what powers you have to use when you pray, you might not ever take advantage of praying at all. But God wants us to be educated to understand the purpose of prayer, and that it's so much more than God bless me in the name of Jesus, amen. Because sometimes the stuff you're asking for isn't what's going to bring satisfaction anyway. He said that even if you thought that your brother had a problem with you, to go to them. Oh Lord, why'd you put that in there? To go to them. I watched that video of that lady. I mean, she had a twin sister that died in that camp. Tortured daily, experimented on. There were a special group of children that got experimented on with all kinds of torturous drugs. As the Nazis were trying to raise up the Aryan nation, these were the things they tried to do. To me, I think, to have that ability to forgive somebody. Surely there is a God in heaven. If she could forgive somebody like that, then surely there is a God in heaven. That if he could look at your life and say, I'm willing to save you, surely there is a God in heaven. Stand with us tonight. Stretch out, slap somebody and say, I'm glad he's done. This is one of those words you've got to step up to. It's not one of those things that you pray and it just gets thrown on you. It's a discipline. You must learn to forgive more. And as you let go of things, God says, I now see more room to put something new in you. I see more room to put a new thing. Joseph was even elevated after he forgave them and let go. When Job was spiteful enough to even have the chance to curse God, he spoke and said, even if the heavens will slay me, yet will I serve him. If Job could even forgive persecution he didn't understand, then surely there's a God in heaven that wants to help you. It's time for a new thing. It's time to let go of these things that hinder us.